Welcome to another episode of High Velocity Radio. I'm today's host, Kevin Finn. Stone Payton and Lee Cantor are out in Denver, Colorado, doing a remote today. But I'm here with our monthly Dunwoody Chamber special here with Debbie Fuse. How are you doing?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fabulous. Anything new in your world?
You know, there's always lots of things new in our world, but we've just got two really great hosts today, guests today with us. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a really good time with them, and we've got a very, very busy week at the Chamber this week.
All right, we'll have to talk about it. I believe your guests today are Janine Anthony Bowen,
yes,
with Jack Attorney and Advisors.
Yes, that's
right. And we have Kevin Holston with Holistic Consulting.
Yes.
All right. Well, first up on High Velocity Radio, we're going to start with you, Janine.
Sure.
Ladies first here in the studio. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Okay. So Jack Attorneys and Advisors is a boutique law practice. We specialize in helping entrepreneurial and growth-oriented companies negotiate big deals with big companies like Chase, American Express, Google. Our clients are primarily in the tech space with leading-edge technologies like mobile computing or cloud computing.
Okay. So how is it working with the big dogs?
Well, it's always interesting working with the big dogs, and it's interesting for our tech company clients that are generally emerging growth, so they're growing and may not have a lot of experience in doing big company deals. And so our background, having worked with so many of them, is we can help lead them through the process of how is it that you negotiate the big game-changing contract? What are some of the key things that you want to be concerned about when you're negotiating the big game-changing contract? We often are very concerned with, are often a little bit afraid that I'm the smaller company doing mm-hmm. the big deal. They're going to squash me. But in fact, that's not necessarily the case, because if the big company's coming to you, that means you have something exciting to offer, mid-sized technology company. Use that as you negotiate the transaction and understand what you can get and what you can't get. And there's a lot of flexibility in negotiating those big company deals that we bring all that experience to the table when we work with our clients.
So you help these clients gain the confidence and just the wherewithal to go out there and be like, hey, you guys want me. I'm worth something.
That's right. And develop the strategy for negotiating that deal. There are some things that you can get that you might think you can't, and there's some things that you can't. So we understand here are some of the trigger points that are going to give you some successful advantages, and we work those into the plan. We work with tech companies to identify the subject matter experts within their businesses. We tend to work directly with the C-level exec because a company that is less than a couple hundred million probably does not have an in-house counsel. So
Definitely.
We may work with the CEO, CFO, COO to develop the strategy and actually negotiate the deal with them.
So you guys become that kind of counsel for them.
We absolutely do. We absolutely do. And those deals can be short or they can be long, okay? We work with deals that sometimes go on for a week and sometimes for 6 or 7 months before we get them closed.
Well, that seems pretty complicated. How do you guys go about changing the mindset of these companies?
Really, because we can tell them experientially what has happened before. If you are doing a deal with Disney, and we've done a deal with Disney, we can tell you, here's what's going to happen when you deal with Disney. When you're doing a deal with Google, we can tell you, here's what's going to happen. When you're working with Microsoft, we can tell you, here's what's going to happen, because we've done those things before.
You have the experience.
We have the experience. And so that provides our clients a level of confidence, but tuned in with a roadmap. So we understand that there are some key things that our clients want to achieve when they do those deals. We help them analyze those key things up front. Help them analyze what are the key terms and business points where you want to have success, but also to be flexible throughout the course of the negotiation. As the negotiation continues to merge and grow, areas where we thought we really needed something, maybe that changes as new ideas and developments come to the front. So if we've been negotiating for 2 or 3 months, 3 months in, something has now changed. And so what we thought was critically important may become a little less important, or vice versa.
Okay.
And so we have to be able to be flexible with our clients be fluid and have a pragmatic viewpoint.
Okay. What separates you guys from other law firms that do what you guys do?
Well, as far as we know, at least in the Metro Atlanta area, there are no other firms that specialize, technology-oriented firms that specialize in representing technology companies. Now, clearly there are firms that have technology practices, but we think that we're the only ones around that are really focused on technology companies. Now, our clients are not exclusively technology, but to a very strong degree are technology. Secondly, we're more than just lawyers. And so, for example, in my case, before practicing law, I have 2 degrees in engineering. I spent about a decade with technology companies, working in those companies in software roles, hardware roles. And so that gives us a wider view and a more pragmatic look at how to move through a representation. And so we think that's a differentiator. Third, we understand that if we're going to be a technology law firm, we have to be on the leading edge of technology ourselves. So we have integrated technology into all aspects of our practice. Our systems are all cloud-based. You won't find a server in our office. Our backup systems are in the cloud. Our phones are VoIP. Our email is cloud-based. Our document management system is cloud-based. And we believe that gives our clients an advantage because we can actually understand the technologies that they are building and offering to their clients. So those are some ways where we think we're different from other firms.
I love it. Well, you actually have a connection to someone in the studio. You've worked with Kevin Holston with Holistic Consulting. Do you want to speak to that a little bit?
I certainly would love to speak with that. Because of our work with growth-oriented technology companies, it has been very important for us to have an integrated approach to service delivery. And so we engaged Holistic Consulting to work with us on some DISC assessments as part of our firm's employee evaluation cycle last year. We wanted to make sure that we understood how it was that we worked together effectively. What we learned was there are better ways for us to have an integrated client service delivery model. So I'll give you some examples of that if I could. The assessments showed that we had different styles in our firm. Some folks were very collaborative. Mm-hmm. Some folks liked to work individually. And if we didn't have an approach where we could all regularly communicate status on projects, things could slip through the cracks. It was a key learning for us. And so Holistic, through the advice-giving phase of the representation, showed us some approaches that we could use to improve communications so we could be more effective at an integrated service delivery for our clients, who often need us to pivot very quickly when dealing with those technology-oriented deals.
Well, it sounds like that they really helped you identify the strengths of your employees and how to really leverage those to get the best return on your investment.
Absolutely, and to close some gaps, because there are always opportunities, right? That's where those things ferret out, what the opportunities were. And to help our firm close those gaps, so when a tech client comes and says, I know the requirement yesterday was X, but today the requirement is Y, and we have to pivot on a dime, that integrated approach to delivering client service really was important, and Holistic helped us really tighten that up and be better at it for our clients.
That's great, because we all know that pivot happens absolutely all the time in business. It's not one of those rarities.
That's right. And you have to be able to deal with that quickly.
So speak a little bit to maybe your dealings with the Dunwoody Chamber.
Well, my dealings with the Dunwoody Chamber are through Holistic, okay. So Holistic is better positioned to talk about that than I am, actually.
All right. Well, let's pivot over there to Kevin. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, if you just want to talk about your company a little bit, I think we had a nice little plug for it just a second ago. So just tell us what you do and how you help people.
Okay. Well, Holistic is focused on health, well-being, and linkages to productivity. And so our firm really works with an organization to help them understand that, of course, human assets are extremely important. But then looking at a strong tie of being very quantitative and evaluate, how can we make individuals more effective? And what I do is truly go through from a top-down approach, do a company assessment, understand the nature of the business, how they deliver their services, and then drill on down to various aspects of the firm, understand their organizational culture, because that has a key finding on their performance. Well, and so I do a balance of the human side and very much on the business side and very quantitative. So for those that love the numbers, I get into the numbers. For those that want a high level, I do that as well.
You do it all. You become part of the family and really get in there and get to know everybody.
Yes. So for me, my background has been working in the area of healthcare for over a decade. I've worked with healthcare payers, providers, even in medical device. And so I know, you know, that environment, and I know the culture of healthcare. And so what I do is that I leverage that really in a very systematic or holistic approach. I look at things at a wide view and understand where there might be opportunities for improvement. And I speak the language of a particular area that's asking me the questions, because the language is different from a CFO asking or a COO or someone in HR.
So how long have you been doing this? Because you seem very knowledgeable about all of it.
Well, I've been in the healthcare space for over a decade. I've been working with clients individually now for a couple of years.
Do you work with any other clients other than just healthcare? Or?
Well, that's my sweet spot is in the area of healthcare.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about maybe your dealings with the Chamber of Commerce, the Dunwoody Chamber of Commerce.
Oh.
And how it's benefited you.
He's been a busy boy with the Chamber, let me tell you. We keep him busy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, the Dunwoody Chamber is a wonderful organization assisting, small business owners, small to mid-sized businesses, grow their business, market their business. I'm in part of the educational program committee, and that is solely focused on understanding the needs of the business owners and designing programs that enable them to grow and thrive. So that may be this year the Business Academy focuses on looking at courses in the area of marketing and technology, social media, HR and legal matters. So we're finding experts in those areas, and we're developing programs and delivering that to the membership.
All right. Well, this is for you and Debbie also, but I really want to go in and dig our nails deep into this Business Academy because it seems really cool and very beneficial to your members. So just give us a little overview of all of it.
That's something that we actually, it's actually been in the back of my head for about 2 years, and we were actually able to bring it out this year so that we could actually start working on some various different programs. At the end of last year, we did a survey with our members and actually looked at what they wanted. And so what we did was we sat down as a committee and talked about it. We have three or four members that are actually actively involved in this particular group. We analyzed the data that we received from the members on the survey, and then we've gone back and we've looked to see where we can bring out specific courses. And I think we've lined up about 6 or 8 for the year. And our first one is actually this week on Wednesday, and it's going to be on sales, and it's going to be a phenomenal program. It's lead into a much bigger program throughout the summer. But Kevin, why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Well, we're having Dr. Terry Lowe, who's the director of the Center for Professional Selling at Kennesaw State University, and the course is Art and Science of Selling. And what it is an introductory sales program for small business owners. And it's going to talk to providing the necessary skills for selling their business, their product, their services, talk about the processes and the methodology utilized by the most successful sales forces in the world and how to practically apply that to work on higher engagement and persuading customers and engaging customers.
Well, that's a real problem with companies nowadays.
It is, and it's a technique. I mean, people don't really realize that sales is a technique. And so the focus on this is really to get people to understand what's really important in the process of selling and to really truly understand what their clients are needing.
So this isn't the only thing you guys are doing, though. You guys are having different programs from, I believe, human resources, technology, and social media. Can you guys go into those?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, in May, we start with a program called Back to Basics. It's actually the Dunwoody Leadership Conference. It's offered by the City of Dunwoody and supported by the Chamber. And that will be going over various aspects of leadership. The first one is a three-day program. The first day is a plain and simple insights for resolving conflict and dealing with difficult people. That will be hosted by Jeff Maggi. The second day will be the P's and Q's of developing service leadership and exceptional customer service. And the last day is dealing with customer stewardship. So the two hosts or the two presenters for that will be Dr. Jeffrey Maggi. He's one of the leading leadership and marketing strategists around. And also Doug Jones. He's a speaker, author, and business coach that we've recruited for this program.
So this Business Academy, who can sign up for it and who would it benefit, really? Would it benefit all small businesses? Would it benefit large businesses to send some of their people to teach them, the younger generation, how to do some of these things?
Actually, both. What's going to happen is these smaller businesses, obviously, when you're an owner, you have to be everybody. You have to be the HR department, the sales department, the marketing department. You don't know all of those pieces, and you don't have that expertise. Not everyone does. So what we tried to really do was focus in on some of the areas that people would need to have. And then by doing that, we have tried to create programs around each of those areas to help them with that expertise. From a larger company standpoint, they have people within their organization that, A, they may want to have a department head participate at an event. One of the areas we're going to cover is some of the legal issues of HR and how to stay out of trouble, which is sometimes not as easy as it sounds. So we're actually looking at various different aspects. So you may have an HR department head that may need to come to that particular event, or you may have a sales and marketing director that may go to our long-term sales training program that we're going to be doing throughout the summer. So each of the areas are different. We're going to do some social media, some marketing.
How are you guys going to really tackle the social media right now? It's sort of the wild west of everyone's a social media expert you meet, and it's really something that's only been around for a handful of years.
You want to touch that one?
Well, I think as a small business owner, I think we're pulled into using social media, looking for ways to market our firm. And some of it is experimentation. However, we're pulling in some of the experts to help us to look at how to apply that, you know, very practically for our business. And the good thing we have, say, Janine here with her firm, I mean, who's in the middle of this whole space.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, social media for tech clients, but also for a firm like ourselves, it's so important to understand that social media is now just a part of the marketing and development of the firm. But the social media approach that tech companies take, or even individual firms that are not technology-oriented, must fit the culture of the organization.
Exactly.
And so, you know, when we think about the social media aspects that are out there, blogging and LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and many others, if your firm is not an organization that likes to write a lot, no matter how many times people tell you blogging is the way to go, blogging is probably not the way to go if you can't do it consistently, right? And so part of what we think through as a technology firm, a law firm, and what we help our clients think through is what are the best ways to integrate social media into your businesses given the culture of your organization. If you're a humorous organization, people, whether or not your business is humorous, then be humorous, right? Okay. Within the bounds, and of course, you know, where does the law come into this? Within the bounds of the law,
of course.
Right? So we'll tell you, yeah, you think that picture's cute, but do you have the rights to that picture? Probably don't put that up, right? So that's the legal answer to the challenging question. But as a small business owner personally, dealing with social media and working with tech companies who are trying to figure out how to integrate social media, understand that whatever approach you take must fit you and it must be repeatable. A small business owner is poorly served by undertaking a marketing or business development or sales approach that is not repeatable for the business. One shot in is nice, it's a nice little volley, but it buys you nothing ultimately because it was a volley that is forgotten. And so learning that consistency and that discipline in whatever approaches are taken is what we find to be very important for us as a technology law firm and as for our tech company clients.
Well,
I think I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And it seems like this class is going to be beneficial because you see it all the time with all this new technology. These older companies are like, well, I need a Twitter account. I need a Facebook account. They don't have any identity or plan for it. And they're just like, oh, we just get these things and you post to them and then that's how it works. And it's really not that simple.
And you truly, you know, we laughingly say this a lot. And I hear a lot of my clients say, you know, I just need a couple of teenagers to come in and just sit and do tweets.
My
and,
kid. Or,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Do my tweets and do my Facebook and whatever. But that's not the case because you want a strategy built behind that. Mm-hmm. So some of the people that we're bringing on board for the training classes are really experts in that field. And they've been doing it for as long as it's been around. So they will take a full look at it and try to give people a way to build a strategy behind what they're going to be doing in all their social media marketing.
Well, this sounds really beneficial, this Business Academy. Do you have to be a part of the Dunwoody Chamber to participate?
No, you can be a member or a non-member.
Okay.
A future member.
We
call them
like
future
that.
Members.
There we go.
Our future members actually do pay a little more because there is a benefit to being a chamber member, obviously. So that's one of the avenues as we bring it out. We look at both, and we try to keep it at a price point that's comfortable for everyone as well.
All right. Kevin, can you just talk about how being a chamber member has really benefited you? I know you touched on it earlier, but just the benefits of being a Dunwoody Chamber member and the connections.
For me, the biggest benefit is being a part of the chamber and building those connections with other professionals who are running businesses, who you can have exchanges with about strategies that they've worked, but just building relationship. I mean, most business to me is about relationship. And when you have good relationships, then from that, people get to understand you, understand your service, your style, your approach, and they build comfort. And that's mm-hmm. you do business with people that you have a good relationship with.
Mm-hmm. It helps them probably grow their business too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Kevin has a unique approach to the way that he handles his businesses. And so because of that, I think relationships are probably extremely important for what you do.
Yes.
And you've got to be able to do that. And I have to say that really that's one of the keys that this chamber does, I believe, is really help develop those relationships between each of our businesses.
It's like a holistic approach.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
Yeah, exactly.
That one was
exactly.
free.
Yeah, thank you.
Good job,
thank
Kevin.
Yeah. I do what I can.
Yeah. Well, in this whole area, to me, relationships – if you have healthy relationships, mm-hmm. you know that may be an indicator of other things that are healthy.
Right? Definitely.
So, you know, I use health and this concept of well-being as a basis of everything that I do because I don't really try to separate a lot of things. So
well, it really isn't separated, to be honest.
For a business case, right? So an individual shows up at work, they show up, they bring themselves to the yeah. to the place of work. How that individual impacts the groups that they work with, mm-hmm. that impacts the department, that starts setting the culture for the organization. Mm-hmm. And certain organizations have a culture that is high performing, some don't.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to look at that's why talent management, that's why all of these things are interconnected, because how we show up is how we are.
Well, Janine can attest to that because she's been there and done that with you. So
absolutely, absolutely.
So, Debbie, what else is going on with the Chamber right now? I'm sure there's a lot of events always coming up. And
you know, our fun never ends at the Chamber. We do have the Business Expo coming up on May 2nd. So if you haven't gotten involved, haven't looked at the information, you can go to the gpbe.org website, and that will take you over to look specifically at the Expo. Or if you're on the Chamber website, you can go in and click on it from there as well. So either place, but that's May 2nd, and it's growing. And, you know, last year we had about 1,000 people that attended. So I actually anticipate that being even bigger this year, and we are at the Crown Plaza this year.
All right.
With Sandy Springs Chamber.
Okay.
Well, you know, we're friendly competitors here.
That's always good to hear.
The other things that we have coming up are, you know, we have our Young Professionals. We have that every month. We have a Young Professionals Networking. We have our Chamber in Heels, which is our women's group. Mm-hmm. It's a luncheon that we do every month at McKendrick's. And Power Teams, that's a new event that we don't
talk
about a lot. But that's
a little bit.
That one's built around financial right now. Anyone in the financial industry looking to network with other people and connect and do tight referrals, it's a good place for them to go.
All right.
Lots of things.
Well, I'm excited. So can you guys please give your contact information if anyone wants to reach out and contact you for your services? We'll start with Janine.
Sure. So we're... Jack Attorneys and Advisors, you may reach me directly. My email address is jbowen, that's J-B-O-W-E-N, at jack-law.com. And you may also call the office number is 678-823-6611. And, of course, you can check out our website is www.jack-law.com. We think you'll find some interesting information on our site. We're a little bit different in the way we have our website, so check
us out. I'm excited. All right, Kevin?
Yes, if you'd like to find me and Holistic Consulting, you can Google Kevin Holston for one thing. You can find me on LinkedIn. The website is www.kevinholston.com.
And how do you spell Holston?
H-O-L-S-T-O-N.
All right.
And search for Holistic Consulting. Phone number 678-770-4673.
And Debbie, the contact information for the Chamber and how people sign up.
The Dunwoody Chamber is dunwoodycommerce.org is the website. The phone number there is 678-244-9700, and you will reach me at either of those.
Well, thank you guys so much for a great show and great information as usual. This is Kevin Finn for Debbie Fuse and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next time on High Velocity Radio.